just 9 verses before the Holy Spirit brought to a conclusion the prophecies of the Old Testament, the prophet Malachi penned these words, "Then they that feared the Lord spoke often one to another, and the Lord hearkened and heard it, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name." Note that last expression, if you will. Those that thought upon his name. Could we today take these moments at our disposal and think upon his name? The prophet Isaiah said, "For unto us a child is born, and unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful. His name shall be called Counselor. His name shall be called the Mighty God. His name the Everlasting Father. His name the Prince of Peace." In the Gospel according to Matthew, we read that his name shall be called Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Today, friend, do you know and love and live for the glory of this one whose name is called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, even the Lord Jesus Christ? We often sing, "Jesus is the sweetest name I know. There have been names that I have loved to hear, but never has there been a name so dear to this heart of mine as the name divine, the precious, precious name of Jesus. Oh, Jesus is the sweetest name I know, and he's just the same as his lovely name. And that's the reason why I love him so. Jesus is the sweetest name I know." Can you say that today by the grace of God in all sincerity? We read in Philippians chapter 2, "Wherefore God also hath given, hath highly exalted him, and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father." Friend of mine, today, God is extending to you the invitation, the opportunity, the privilege of acknowledging Jesus Christ as your Lord, your Master, your Savior, your Redeemer. And Paul says, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that every knee should bow and that every tongue should confess. Will you do it? Oh, you should, says the Apostle Paul. But when he wrote to the Romans, he said something else in the 14th chapter and the 11th verse. "For as it is written, as I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. So then every one of us shall give an account of himself to God." Today, you're invited. You're urged. We plead with you to receive the Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, as your Savior. But in a coming day, whether you confess him or not, you'll have to. But oh, for those who die in their sins and rejecting him in this life, when they confess him, it'll be to no avail. They'll only say in that day, "God is right. Christ is God. Christ is Lord." But it'll be too late, friend of mine, for the salvation of that eternal soul of yours. Why don't you do it today? Why don't this very day you say, "Yes, by the grace of God, I know that what the Bible says is true. I'm a guilty, helpless, hell-deserving sinner. And I want to confess Jesus Christ as my Lord and Master." And then, friend, in the language of Scripture, you can say, "Yes, his name is Wonderful. Amen."